From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. People in Japan expressed relief Friday that the executions had finally taken place for the doomsday cult leader responsible for the shocking nerve gas attack on the Tokyo subway 2 decades ago. Shizue Takahashi, whose husband was a subway deputy station master and was killed in the subway attack, said at first she didn't feel much, but as all the executions were reported, her heart skipped a beat. She added that she wished the government would have told her more about preventing terrorism. Shoko Asahara and 6 of his followers were hanged early in the morning, years after they were convicted and condemned for their crimes. A Thai rescuer has died after falling unconscious during part of an operation to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach trapped inside a cave complex in northern Thailand. Reuters' Ed Giles reports that having the boys dive out from the cave is very dangerous.
Some underwater parts of the cave are so narrow, the boys would have to swim alone through long passages. It's a daunting prospect, even for expert divers. And with heavy monsoon rains predicted next week, time may not be on the rescuer's side.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met North Korean officials in Pyongyang Friday, hoping to fill in details on how to dismantle the North's nuclear program and recover the remains of U.S. troops missing from the Korean War. At the Singapore summit, Kim Jong-un made a broad commitment to work towards denuclearization, but fell short of details on how or when he would dismantle North Korea's nuclear program. The talks lasted nearly 3 hours, and it's uncertain whether Pompeo would meet Kim Jong-un. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese imports took effect just after midnight Friday. Beijing said Washington launched the biggest trade war in economic history with the move. Reuters' Ryan Brooks takes a look at what's affected.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection will collect 25% duties on a wide range of items from China. Cars, computer disk drives, and parts of everything from valves to printers. What's out for this round, at least, consumer goods like cell phones and footwear. China's response list includes soybeans, a massive moneymaker for U.S. farmers, as well as sorghum and cotton. Those targets are all lifeline crops for red states like Iowa and Texas that helped vault Trump into office during the 2016 elections.
That was Reuters' Ryan Brooks. U.S. President Donald Trump is sounding optimistic about his upcoming meeting with Vladimir Putin. AP's Mike Gracia reports on the NATO summit.
Fresh off last month's summit with North Korea's leader, President Donald Trump says he's ready for his upcoming meeting in Helsinki with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Trump, will he be prepared for the meeting? Trust me, we'll do just fine.
Trump's European trip will start at the NATO summit, and at a rally in Great Falls, Montana last night, Trump said,
I'm going to tell NATO, you got to start paying your bills. The United States is not going to take care of everything.
The NATO summit takes place next Tuesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
AP correspondent Grant Peck reports divers have scoured the wreckage of a boat with Chinese tourists that sank in a storm off Thailand's southern resort island of Phuket.
Late Thursday, 48 people had been rescued. They were first put into life rafts and then lifted from life rafts into various boats, including fishing trawlers that had gone to the scene, which took them to the mainland. Unfortunately, with the bad weather and the darkness, there was not much that could be done to look for the other people who are missing, which means 49 tourists plus the crew. The search for anyone missing resumed on Friday morning, and one by one they've been finding bodies either in the boat, which is overturned and I think sunk at this point, or floating in the water.
At least 21 people are dead and about 35 are missing. Syrian state media and a war monitor say government forces have captured new areas along the border with Jordan and are on the verge of reaching a main crossing between the two cities. Government-controlled Central Military Media said Friday that government forces now control most of the towns and villages on the eastern side of southern Daraa province and should capture the Nasib border crossing within hours. The attack has displaced some 330,000 people and left dozens dead. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop,